Hello, Solomon. So my question for you is this. How can single moms like us, who are carrying the weight of everything, how do we move from fear to faith, from overwhelm to peace, from pain to healing, from just surviving to truly believing that something better is possible? This is the question Courage to Believe 21-Day Christian Devotional for Single Moms gives you: a simple, powerful path forward. 21 days, scripture, reflection, healing. This is your sanctuary. Start your journey today. Available on Amazon and at solomomstalk.com. You are one decision away from changing your life. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head. How do you feel about your life right now? What is life like for you? Are you struggling with parenting? Are you struggling with your own personal mental health? Are you struggling to fit in where you are, whether it's work or even your family? And lastly, are you struggling to forge a bond, a relationship with Jesus Christ? I ask these questions because where you are in life will determine your thought process and your mindset. And your mindset will determine which direction you take in life. And so I want to ask you to ponder those questions about your own life, where you are, what you're struggling with, and go even further and ask yourself, why am I struggling with this? For example, let's say you're at work and you're facing some difficulties, some challenges. Maybe it's your boss, or maybe it's a coworker, and are threatening. You are feeling scared that you may lose your job, and you can't lose your job because, well, you need to pay your bills, you have children, you have mouths to feed. And I can tell you, I've been there. I've been at a job where one person decided I was his target. And it's a common thread with single moms, moms who don't have a man who is protecting them. And yeah, I said that. And these people will see that and realize that they think you're vulnerable to attack, and they'll attack you and they'll try to pin you in a corner because you're helpless, right? As far as they're concerned. And they know you need your job. You know, that's the evil of it, is that they know you need your job and they find all type of way to, you know, needle you and stick it to you and try to make your life miserable. And it doesn't matter how much work you do, how early you come in or late you leave, how dedicated you are. Once that person targets you, they will stick to you like glue and find all kinds of things to make your life miserable. That happened to me. And I don't know why I particularly focus on this area. Maybe someone needed to hear. And I mean, I was in tears a lot of times. And one day I got up to leave because I had enough. Now I had 2 children to feed and, you know, all the rest of it, but I had had enough. And I had done it before. Usually when people give me grief on a job and I'm doing my best, I just walk. I usually don't care. But 2 things stopped me. One, if you've heard or read any of my story about moving 900 miles to take a 2-week job, that's the same company. Not the same job, but the same company. And so I believe that job was given to me by God. I didn't feel I had a boss. I felt I had somebody there overseeing me, but my boss was Jesus. So that one thing, plus the second thing was, one of the ladies who interviewed me for the job also became my friend. And she took me into a room and sat me down and she said, you know, you cannot let people mess with your money. Those were the words she used. And I'm going to use that word to you. One, don't let anybody mess with your money, because that's messing with your family and your children's future. Don't give them that power. So what do you do when this, you know, you want to go to work, focus on your job, and if you can enjoy it, that's a plus. But this agent has decided that they want to make your life miserable. My tip for that is what I did. And the truth is that this was my idea. A lot of people say pray about it. I'm not going to tell you to pray about it because I didn't pray about it. But at the beginning, I didn't pray about it. I was just cussing, right? I was just like, really and truly, why this person would not leave me alone. But I was in church one Sunday morning, and the pastor got up, he was preaching, and in the middle of his preaching, he said, and this was true for me, you know, you're struggling with somebody on your job and they're giving you grief. It is so bad that you can't sleep at night. That was me. And you're worried you're going to lose your job. I want you to talk to God about that person. Call their name and pray for them. That's what the pastor said. And I was so beaten down, so tired, so weak that I did as I was told. I prayed for the guy, I called his name, and you will not believe it, that before, I don't even think it was a week or two, someone arranged for someone else to support him. I was his assistant. And someone arranged, I didn't ask for any of that. While I was off work one day, someone arranged for him to get someone else and to move me out of his life. Apparently he was mad and upset, but that's his problem. So I'm not going to tell you to pray about it, although I'm encouraging you to, because I know how it is. I couldn't pray about it. I wanted to cuss him, really and truly. So if you're going through a situation like that, whether it's work or somewhere, maybe it's church, they're there too, and you are suffering because of this person, I'm not going to ask you to hang in there, number one. Unless you feel with some mentorship and some, you know, some counseling that is not the place for you, then seek some help, seek some counseling, seek some guidance, but pray about it. I'm sorry, but pray about it. And I'm going to leave you with a scripture. Cast all your cares upon me, for I care for you. That's what Jesus says. And this is one of those burdens that, you know, if he gave you the job, it's your job, right? But you don't have to live under oppression because of it. So I don't know why I'm talking about this today, but I'm asking you, if you're going through it, have some patience, seek some guidance, and pray in the meantime. Your life, your children's life, your future is too important to God to let the enemy steal it. All right? I hope you like this. Click the link below and contact me, say hello, comment below, and please subscribe to the channel. I appreciate you. I'm J. Rosemary Francis. Thank you.